Lesson 1. The Cosmic Controversy. Sunday. The Fall of a Perfect Being. In our world, we discovered that there are good and bad elements. There are fine people who are willing to help you. They are engaged in fine works, good works, and others who only seem to think of bad things they could do. There is a battle on going on between the dark side and the light. There is a battle between an angel who was once the first angel of all the angels in the heavenly surroundings, Lucifer. He became the devil. And this is a prophetic picture we can look at in the prophetic book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 28, we find the following words about the devil, who was the most wonderful angel in the beginning. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till, and that's the point, till wickedness was found in you. So I drove you in disgrace from the Mount of God, and I expelled you. And the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 14, develops the following picture above, about this heavenly being. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. Have a look at the motive. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Now that's the element we can see here. That's the motive. I want to be on the same level as God is. And two gods, there's no place for that. So I want to throw him away that I, the devil, can get up there. And this is difficult when the highest person is perfect, full of love and grace and honor, never making a mistake, caring for everybody. Now, how can you get rid of such a person? Only by lying. When you tell lies about this perfect one. Therefore, Jesus called the devil, he's the father of lies. The father of lies. That's him. And if we do not know this, He will have an easy play with us. Till tomorrow.